Look within. In the world news, we hear about victims of war, starvation, terrorism, and other unspeakable things. Some people might ask, why do such terrible things happen? There are many causes. Perhaps there are 1,000 causes. We don't have to look just at the world news. We have plenty of suffering and cruelty in our own hometowns. And we don't have to look only at our hometowns. How about in our own lives and our own homes? There are no homes without problems. Let's look into our own hearts and minds. Any hate, greed, stupidity? It is easy to see somebody else's faults. Our eyes are open toward the outside, but they are closed toward the inside. We see external things, but we do not look within. We feel we are victimized and controlled by our environment. Why do we get upset? Why do we complain idly? It is because of external factors. He did that, and that's why I became like this. We are always blaming other people, always blaming conditions, and always blaming something else. We never look deep inside ourselves because we do not live our own lives. Many people have not found their centers, their true selves. When we look within, we become aware of our own brutality, our own ignorance, unkindness, and immorality. When we see these qualities in the world, we criticize and condemn. But what about ourselves? Buddha's teaching was to look into one's own life instead of looking outward at the world of others. When one looks within, one becomes more humble and more kind. Supposing one thinks deeply and looks into one's life and concludes, well, I have no unkindness, no ugly thoughts, no brutality. I am good and I want to do something good for others. Well, what good can one really do for others? Some people are so altruistic. Others are so selfish. Either extreme, altruism or selfishness, is wrong. In both, one has forgotten to live his own true life. Neither an inferiority complex nor a superiority complex helps us to live freely. We should live like the sun. The sun has no intentions such as, unless I come out and shine upon the world, people will be cold and sad, so I should shine for the sake of the people. The sun just is. The sun shines and everybody is happy. How nice. It is the same with flowers. A rose never imitates any other flower. A rose is always a rose. A lily is always a lily. Be yourself. Listen to the inner voice. Buddhism teaches us to live an authentic life, which is truth itself. You must live your life. This does not mean that you must detach yourself from others. Although you live in a relative world and have to do things with other people, you still can be the master of the situation anytime, anywhere. Some people go to their temple with a, well, I'm just a guest, I'm just visiting attitude. That's all right, but since you are there, the temple is yours. Be useful. Be the center of the whole temple. The center of the whole congregation. If someone needs help, why not take the initiative and help? When you are the center, there is tremendous joy and creativeness. Don't be just a visitor in life. Be aware of what is needed. Don't be an outsider. Even the first time you go somewhere, be useful since you are there, instead of standing alone or sitting uncomfortably. Do things sincerely and with life. You are a living thing, not just a dead log or dead flesh. Your spirit must be dynamically alive. You do, not because you have to or you ought to, but because you can't help but do. Life can be enthusiastic, very beautiful, one with all people. When people get together and do things together, all become one. Just as American Indians sit down and all smoke from the same peace pipe and become real brothers, so we become one when we eat together and do things together. In the Japanese tea ceremony, everybody drinks tea from the same bowl. I think that communion in Christianity, to eat Christ's flesh, to drink Christ's blood, means to become one with Him. This oneness is true not only among people, but also between people and all things. Take a flower, for example. The flower is living. If the leaves are drooping, water is needed. It's thirsty. When you see this, you have a communication with the flower. The flower and you are one. This is true of everything else in the world. By looking within, you become aware of and one with all things. Buddhism teaches you how to live from the inside to the outside. Look within and live your true life.